Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is the 23rd day of July 2015, and I believe it is Thursday, and I am your host, Rose Dallas, here on Rose Dallas Praise on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for waking me out of that slumber. And I just pray, Lord, that you will go before us this day and help me to see your good and perfect will. Let me not be distracted. Because the enemy loves nothing more than for us to be distracted and to be pulled out of God's will. Just want to say, beloved, that I encourage you today to be encouraged, in the Lord. And thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, beloved. Confusion this morning. Bind up a spirit of Antichrist. I just bind up a spirit of falsehood, a spirit that is not with you, Lord God. A spirit that is not with our Father. A spirit that is not with the Son. A spirit that is not with His Holy Spirit. I bind up these spirits, Lord. I bind a spirit of pride in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. And cleanse me, the speaker, this morning. Cleanse me as I come, Lord, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Father, I thank you that you're going before us. I thank you that you're making a way where there seems to be no way. For you, Lord, are worthy to be praised. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. And there is no one like you. There is no one like you. Nothing can compare to your great love. Highly exalted. Vindicate me, Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord. That's what the psalm says. Vindicate me, O Lord. Go before me. Go before us. Go before the listeners. Go before us, Lord. Go before us, Lord God. And we thank you that you are conquering. And every God, any and everyone that will want to seem to exalt themselves above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I pray that they will be humbled, Lord God. I pray that they will be humbled. I pray that they will be home. Your name, Father God. I praise your name and I glorify your name. For you, Lord, are worthy to be praised and there is none like you. Help, Lord God, help us when we call. Pray for wisdom, Lord God. Complacency, Lord. Bind up a spirit of complacency. Bind a spirit of complacency, I pray. For you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. None like you. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like you. No one can compare. There is no God like you. No one can compare. The Father of Abraham, the Father of Isaac, the Father of Jacob, there's no one like you. Fusion this morning. I pray against the spirit of confusion this morning. You're worthy, Lord God, you're worthy, and there is no one like you. But the song this morning on my heart is singing, Beloved. There is no one like our Father God. There is no one like our Jehovah. So we praise his name. Praise your name. And we glorify your name, Father God. For your name is worthy to be praised, and there is no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. For your name is worthy to be praised. And I lift your name on high, and I glorify your name. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That's what the elders and the spirits and the four creatures that are around the throne of God, that's how they worship. That's how they worship Creator. That's how they worship, and we're called to worship. We were created to worship the Lord, Beloved. We were created to worship the Lord and the beauty of his holiness, Beloved. We were created to worship the Lord. To worship the Lord. We were created to worship the Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I will praise your name, Lord. I will worship your name. This mouth will be used to worship you. This mouth will be used to magnify you. This mouth will be used to lift your name on high. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And I bind up this morning every false spirit, every spirit that is not of you, every spirit that is not of you that may have attached itself to even me, any unclean thing, Lord God, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. So you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, and there is no one like you. And today is day 9 of Discovering Revelation. It says here, no more tears. Our God is great. No more tears, Beloved. Our God is great. I say, dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. Give us this day, our daily bread. Thank you, Lord God. And forgive us our trespasses. Forgive me, Lord. I confess my sins, my trespasses, my shortcomings, Lord. unto you, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, who art in heaven, I thank you for your word you have entrusted me with. I thank you for waking us up each and every morning. I thank you for providing for us, putting food on our table. I thank you, you are going out before us and conquering our enemies and putting an end to darkness forever, forever. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, let us thank and praise the Lord God Almighty even more. For beloved, he is good. He is our great and awesome God and our Messiah. The Holy Lamb of God is worthy. He is worthy and awesome, and we praise his name. Go before us this day, dear Lord, and baptize us anew by the awesome, wonderful power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, break every chain, every demonic presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, break soul ties, Lord. For beloved, God is good. He's our great and awesome God. And our Messiah, the Holy Lamb of God, is worthy. He is worthy and awesome, and we praise his name. Go before us this day, dear Lord, and baptize us anew by the awesome, wonderful power of your precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Beloved, let us turn to Revelation chapter 7, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 17. And it is truly amazing to see that the servants of the Almighty God will be sealed from the wrath of God to come. There is hope. If you've ever said, why bother? Why commit my life today to Yeshua? Why not wait until closer to the end? Beloved, as we explore the scriptures, may we believe in the promises of the Almighty God. Saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beloved, these things are happening in the supernatural, okay? The servants of the Lord God Almighty are being sealed. It's important, beloved, to choose whom you serve, beloved. It's important, beloved, because if you do not have the seal of the Almighty God, beloved, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be destroyed because the enemy is going to be punished. And you got to choose whose side are you on. Are you with God, or are you on the side of the enemy? Whose side are you on? So, Father, I just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. For you, Lord, are worthy to be praised, and I just want to praise your name. I want to thank you, Lord God. I did not wake up with right all my thoughts right this morning. But, beloved, I went back to sleep, and I am thankful that I woke up with a mind praising the Lord, with a mind praising my Creator, praising my Father. Okay, beloved, because He is great. He is awesome. He is wonderful. And we praise your holy name, Lord God. We praise your name. We lift your name on high and we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the one who was and the one who is and the one who is to come. The whole creation is filled with his glory. So, Father, we praise you and we glorify your name and we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. So, beloved, as we're going to be looking here at Revelation 7, that's where we are. Revelation 7, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 17. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God will be the one to speak through me. None of Rose, and everything of the living God. Love you. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up a second time in my right mind. And I just praise your name, Father. I just praise your name, for your name is worthy. And your name is awesome, and your name is worthy to be praised. And there's none like you. No God. No God like our Jehovah, beloved. So let's look at discovering Revelation together. And my prayer always is that you would get a Bible and that you'll start reading. And it would be awesome if you could join a Bible study. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything, beloved, that has breath, the Lord. And we're going to be looking now at Revelation, beloved, you know. It tells us what is to come. It tells us what is to come. Let us not be ignorant as some are ignorant, thinking these things will never come to pass. There are things happening today that I think people may thought would never had came to pass. And it came to pass. And we're, some of us, it finds us sleeping. And some of us, it finds us watching and praying. And this is what we're encouraged to do, is to watch and pray. Okay? So, Father, go before us this day. Baptize us anew by the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. Take away guile, take away every unclean spirit, every spirit of division, Lord. Bind up the hand of the enemy from whomever he may want to or choose to use. Let us not give ourselves over to the enemy. Let's not give ourselves over to tearing down each other, but biting and hypocrisy. And Lord, let us learn to walk in love and humility of heart. So just want to say, have your way this blessed day, dear Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. So Revelation, again, it's John the Apostle, whom Jesus loves, speaking. And we see John here, and John is saying, in Revelation 7, that after he saw the other six angels, he said, after this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Okay? Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. So, beloved, the angels that are holding the angels that are at the four corners of the earth, that are holding back the four winds of the earth, beloved, can you imagine when they let the wind go? These things cause tsunami and earthquake and flood and shift in the atmosphere and in the land. So, beloved, let's take this serious. Let's take these prophecies, these words, all these mysteries, these signs, these wonders. Let us take them serious and shake up our folly ground. Let us make a decision to live our life in a way that truly honors our Father in heaven. And I'm speaking to Rose also, just as much as I'm speaking to you that are listening. And it says, then I saw another angel coming up from the east, and he have the seal of the living God. You know, we've had so many seals throughout our lifetime on documents to make them authentic and to make them legal, okay? Now we're going to be getting sealed, beloved, with the seal of the living God. This should give us hope that we have a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it does tell us that God's plans that he has for us are good plans. They are good plans. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Beloved, let that sink in. They are given a time to seal the servants of the living God. They're given a time to seal, beloved, those who are following Christ, those who are following Messiah. We have to watch and pray. We have to be training and raising our kids up in the nurture and the admonishment of the Lord. And it says this, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation. I'm sorry, this skipped. That's verse 9 through 10. That was a long jump. Morning, and I pray control over my computer here from doing all kinds of crazy things. In the name of Jesus Christ. So then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. And from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, from the tribe of Manasseh, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Levi, from the tribe of Issachar, tribe of Zebulun, from the tribe of Joseph, from the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 from each of these tribes, beloved, were sealed. And this is still John, because remember, John is a servant of God, and he received this message of the testimony of Jesus Christ from God the Father via the angel. So in Revelation 7, verse 9 through 10, John is saying, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. People from all over that love our Lord and are serving him today and have served him prior to us and people that will serve him even after us. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And beloved, you see, the Holy Spirit, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing back to remembrance the palm branches. You know, in when Jesus Christ was going to be crucified, right? When Jesus Christ was going into Bethlehem, they held up, they put the palm branches down and their clothes and everything for him to walk on that colt, right? Please, I rebuke these ads from popping up on my computer here. And they put the palm branches down for him to walk, and that's the same palm branches we see here that the redeemed are holding. Okay, so let's look at the verse here. It says here, John 12, verse 13, and again, I thank the Holy Spirit. When I was putting together this devotion, I knew there the Bible make mention of palm branches, but it did not come to me. But as soon as I read that, it came back to memory that is the time when they took palm branches and went out to meet Messiah. And they shouted, okay, excuse me a little bit. They took palm branches and went out to meet Messiah, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. And again, this is John 12, verse 13. And we know this happened when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem. And beloved, we see where you know, they're wearing white robes, and white robes signifies purity. They're pure, they're whole. Their robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And this is what they say, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. That's who salvation belongs to. And that's why it's a free gift extended to us, beloved. Let's not walk around haughty and filled with pride and deceit. Let us come before the throne of the Almighty God. Let us confess our sins. Let us ask for forgiveness to stay. Let us ask for his leading and his guiding. Let us ask that he goes before us, beloved. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. So all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Remember earlier, beloved, I say we were created to worship. We were created to worship God. And when we're not worshiping God, that void, that empty space that we feel, when we're not worshiping God, beloved, we're going to tend to want to worship something else. We're going to want to fill that God space, Father God, with something else. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank you, for you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Father God, give us a heart that just longs after you. Give us a heart that longs after you. Give us a heart that puts you first. Give us the heart that puts you first, Father. There's no one like thing can compare to your great love, your highly exalted. Lord, bind us everything that is not of you. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. And this is Revelation 7, verses 11 through 12, because it says, All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. And they cried out in a loud voice, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. And remember, beloved, that, you know, around the throne were every nation, tribe, people, and language that was standing before the throne and before the Lamb. And they were also worshiping. So both heaven and the redeemed from the earth are standing before God's throne and worshiping Him. So looking at Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, and this question that came to mind before I move on, when I was reading verses 11 through 12, beloved, would you like to be present on that great day when all the nations, the tribes, peoples, tongues, and languages, would you like to be present, beloved, before the throne of Almighty God and the throne of the Lamb? Would you, beloved? Because that would be such a glorious day. Remember, no more tears, beloved. Remember, no more tears. Our God, our Lord God Almighty is great. And so is our Messiah, the Lamb that was slain for us. He is great. Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I answered, Sir, you know. Sir, they who have come out of the great tribulation, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, in Revelation 7:15, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And the who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. This verse here, the sheltering them, God sheltering them with His presence, put me in mind of Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2. That talks about, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we just glorify Your name. For Your word is light. Your word is worthy because it shows us life. It shows us what Your good and perfect will is. So Lord, let me be strong in the Lord today and in the power of His might. Lord, put a guard over my mouth. Let me not slip up. Let me not slip away, Lord God. And I pray that I will put Your armor on and I will keep it on at all times. And put on thy helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness. And we put on the belt of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The gospel of peace. You know, Jesus is the one who gives peace. In the world, we're going to have tribulation, and we pick up that shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, which is the word of God. We say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Have your way. Never again will they hunger. Thank you, Lord. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. Never again, never again. Verse 17 says, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I just want to praise your name, Lord. Just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you for each and every one, Lord God. Father, I just want to praise you for your word. Your word is awesome. Beloved, call upon the name of the Lord today while you may still be found. Call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, you're awesome. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. And I praise you with my whole heart. I praise you with my whole being. And I just praise your name, Father God. And I just glorify your name. For your name, Father God, is awesome. And your name is worthy to be praised. And the word says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon his name today, beloved. Call upon his name. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So remember, beloved, there will be no more hunger, no more thirst, no more sickness, no more pain, no more death, beloved. The Lord, the Holy Lamb of God, will be our shepherd, and he will lead us. He will lead us by streams of water. And beloved, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read Psalm 23 here. I'm going to read Psalm 23. Okay, so my computer is acting up. I just rebuke everything that is not of the Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, rebuke everything that is not of you, Father God. And I just praise your name, Father God, for you're worthy to be praised. And there's no one like you, Father God. There's no one like you. There is no one like you. None can compare with your great love. Highly exalted. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord that is our shepherd in Psalm 23, beloved, is the same Lord who is our shepherd in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. Beloved, we serve a God who is mighty. We serve a God who is able. Serve a God who is worthy to be praised. And there is none like him. So Father, go before us this day. Go before us and baptize us anew by the awesome, awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. And every demonic spirit, every unclean tongue, every spirit that is not of you, every spirit of divination, witchcraft, sorcery, obia, voodoo, every spirit that is not of you, santeria, everything, Lord, we bind it and we curse it right now. We said, depart from us. Flee in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray freedom on over you, listeners. I pray freedom in our household. I pray freedom by the blood of the Lamb who was slain. Because the power and authority has been given us, just as Christ received from his Father, beloved. So let us not walk around like wimps, but let us declare the word in and out of season. Let us use that sharp two-edged, double-edged sword, which is the spirit of the word of God, and let us say, depart from us, you unclean thing. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we shall live and not die. We shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be blessed in our going out and in our coming in. We shall be blessed in the city and in the town. And we declare this day that we shall worship only, beloved, the one true God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and that we will not, beloved, we will not bow down to idolatry. We will not worship or bow down to any false, demonic spirits or gods. We will stand for that which is true. We will stand for that which is right. And after we've done all we can, beloved, we're going to stand in the Lord and in the power of his might. Go before us, say, Lord God, and may your Holy Spirit saturate the atmosphere. May your will be done, Lord, in us individually and collectively. For there is no one like you, Lord. And nothing can compare great love. You're highly exalted. You're highly exalted. And we worship you, Father God. We worship you and we praise your name. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, I encourage you to know that we love you here on Rose Dallas Praise. The Holy Spirit is with you if you're a believer. And I encourage you, beloved, to search the scriptures, but more so cry out to the Lord, cry out to God the Father, cry out to Messiah. They will hear you and they'll come and they'll sup with you. I encourage you to listen to the other prayers that we have here. Reach out to me on Facebook. And beloved, I love you. We love you. Jesus loves you very much. He loves you so much. He died to save you and I and our families and everyone that will come unto him. God the Father loves us very much, beloved, that he seals us from the great tribulation to come. And the Holy Spirit comforts, counsels, and loves us. So go before us this day, I pray, Lord God. Awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.